Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. Speaking of blues, heard a little bit of blues over the weekend when I went to hear Booker T and the MGs. That was a great show. I really enjoyed hearing him and hearing him talk about his history, his career in music. And it was basically a history of rock and roll from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So it was a good show if you ever get a chance to hear them. I want to change the subject a little bit, and I want to talk about something that we asked you guys about recently in our poll, and that's the Iranian nuclear deal. We're finding out the details of the Iranian nuclear deal brokered by the Obama administration recently. We're only just now finding out the details, really. But even if it clears all the hurdles, the political hurdles, we may not really know the fruit of this agreement for perhaps years. The next administration is going to have to deal with whether this is a good deal or not. But if you're like 92% of respondents to our most recent online poll on this issue, we polled you guys last week about the Iranian deal. 92% of you responded that you know any deal with Iran is likely one made with the devil. That was basically what you said, was that with Iran cannot be trusted. 92% of you said that. But it must be pointed out that fully half of you who responded to our poll allowed that time may prove Obama right about this deal. So you're willing to give him a chance with his deal. Half of you were. Which is interesting because, as you may have noticed, most of the folks who respond to my polls, most of the small business owners in our poll, our respondents, have not been predisposed to aligning with the president in past polls on other issues. So this is an interesting poll this week. The big hurdle this deal has to clear is the likelihood that a majority of Congress will reject it. We pretty much know that's going to happen. Whereupon the president will veto that action, send it back to Congress to see if the Republicans can get enough Democrat votes to override the veto with a 2/3 majority. Which is not likely to happen. If you love politics, these are heady times, right? The problem I have with the Iranian deal is the same one I would have with any deal with Iran. The leaders of that country are murderers, terrorists, sponsors of terrorism. They want to annihilate an entire group of earthlings, all Jews, not just Israel. And concurrent with the negotiations that we had with them, they continued expressing their hateful feelings and executing their dangerous plans to hurt innocent people they don't like, including Americans. They never stopped doing any of that, folks. Who negotiates with another party under those kind of circumstances? Who does that? Where's the common ground most people seek in a negotiation? Even the 51% of our sample who want to give Obama a chance admit Iran cannot be trusted. This isn't some trade deal, folks, that might cost union jobs or upset environmentalists. It's not hyperbole to say the geopolitical tensions and actions resulting from this deal could produce existential implications. It just seems to me that the Iranian nuclear deal will produce one of two scenarios. First, it will be a long-term success, as Obama and 5% of our respondents says, and diplomacy will have won. 5% of you said that Obama is going to be proved right. So that's one scenario. The other scenario is it will not work because Iran behaves as it always has, but now with two advantages. And the first advantage is a higher level of legitimacy and latitude provided by the agreement. And two, hundreds of billions of dollars to fund their multidimensional mischief, to continue to fund the terror that they do, only now, maybe, with nuclear weapons. That's one of two scenarios. It will work, and we'll all sing kumbaya, or it won't work because Iran will be Iran. This is why I've been against the deal. No deal with the Iranians is a good one when you have no better than a 50-50 chance that you'll like the outcome, and that happy scenario requires the other party to do things they've never shown an inclination to do, and, in fact, have never stopped declaring to the world that they do not plan to change. How many, and so think about this, folks. Iran, while we were negotiating with Iran, their leaders back in their country, we were in Switzerland negotiating the deal with their negotiators. The Iranian leaders were saying hateful things, doing hateful things, funding hateful people, doing murderous things. All the while, we're expecting them to behave themselves one day with nuclear weapons. What's wrong with that picture? And one last thing, my friends. How many of you professional negotiators, and I know you are professional negotiators, how many of you have said, if you were in charge of these negotiations, the four American hostages would have been released day one. Then we sit down to negotiate the nuclear deal. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.